Alaska has the highest rate of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder in the nation. The preventable lifelong disability caused by a mother drinking alcohol while pregnant is the most common known cause of congenitive disabilities. Medical experts, parents, judges, and FASD victims gather in Juneau today for a three-day conference on the disorder. Deb Evanson lives in Homer and is an internationally recognized authority on treating FASD. She says adults who suffer from it have it harder than children.
I spent a year living and working in Canada, working with adults, and it was a wonderful year. The program was very exciting, but it was also very heartbreaking because by the time a person reaches adult life, they've lost most of their supports.
Evanson says diagnosing the disorder early makes all the difference in terms of successful treatment. She says people with FASD need structure and support.
What we did in Canada is we provided helpers, support workers for individuals with FASD. A support worker might have 4 or 5 clients. And I said the support workers were a little bit social worker, a little bit teacher, a little bit probation officer, and a whole lot of auntie.
Several participants in the conference spoke to legislators yesterday, including parents. Sherry West's 18-year-old adopted daughter has been diagnosed with FASD. West says her daughter would like to live on her own, but there are no services available for her. She told Eagle River Republican Fred Dyson and other members of the Senate Health and Social Services Committee that she is her daughter's total support team.
If she was out on her own, she would forget to take her medicine. She wouldn't be able to follow a schedule. She can't handle money.
She would be victimized.
She would definitely be victimized. She is excessively friendly. She's extremely charming. But she can't filter out who's a risk and who's not. She is illogical in a logical world.
The FASD Southeast Alaska Regional Conference runs through Saturday. Dr. Sterling Claren, a leading fetal alcohol disorder researcher, is the keynote speaker.